Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Obligation Murph. On the show today, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Tammy Sue Taylor, with us. I talk with Tammy about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I have my currently snowed-in co-host, Craig, with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Cody, how you doing? Calling from my igloo in my house.
You know, I heard y'all are getting a pretty interesting storm up there.
Is it interesting? No, I would say it's just very wet, that's all. Wet and heavy.
I understand that completely. So, Are you ready for the show today?
You better believe it. I need to get out of my igloo and talk somewhat. No, I'm just kidding.
Awesome. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Tammy Sue Taylor to the show. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hello, Tammy.
Oh, absolutely.
Great to be able to finally get to chat with you after all the communications on Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I thank you for doing this today.
So thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. You guys letting me be on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to say this right offhand. This song we just played, which I believe is your brand new single. It is just gorgeous, totally gorgeous.
Thank you. My Hero is the song I wrote in 2016. I started writing it right after my first radio station I ever played on was called Mighty 100 here in Nashville. And I'd only been songwriting probably 9 or 10 months or so. And then I wrote that song, Not My Hero. And I didn't do it, on Facebook. And I didn't have a whole lot of friends on there and stuff. But most of my videos, only had 300 or 400 views. And I took this song, I took four lines of the song up, and it ended up having 2,400 views. And then I ended up putting the whole song up, which now has 15,000 views. I entered it in a songwriting contest and then ended up going to the finale, and then I rewrote it. It's had plays on, several radio stations now. But it's a song I wrote. It's kind of about an abuse relationship I went through, kind of pain and the heartache of caring about somebody, loving somebody who's just constantly hurting you and kind of letting you down. I think you go through life and you have, you want someone to be your hero, but they just, you have that expectation of them and you just want to see that from them, but they, sometimes they do the opposite, Sometimes they,
right.
They're just the opposite person of who we would desire them to be.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this too. I host every Friday, I host a show called Indie Country Radio, where I'll take my top three favorite independent songs of that week, play them, and kind of spotlight the artist. So that's another way for me to be able to help you guys out. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add the song to rotation on that show.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Every time I
Absolutely.
Hear it, it's just exciting as the first time you hear it,
do you recall posting it, singing it very briefly on Instagram for a minute?
What was that?
I could have sworn that you had given a preview of this song on Instagram.
I did. I did post, I think there's a couple previews on Instagram of it. I can't post the whole song, due to the 60-minute video limit.
Right.
But I posted, the intro. Not sure if I posted the bridge. I might do that next.
Just to kind of kick things off today, I want to ask two questions. First off, kind of just introduce yourself, and secondly, tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
My name is Tammy Sue Taylor, as you've already heard. I'm from Kansas, I moved to Nashville. I moved to Tennessee in 2016, and I moved to Nashville officially in 2017. Because it was a long way out of town. I think ever since I was really little, I always wanted to be a singer. But it seems like for most of my life, that just wasn't like a possibility to me. For me, so my family was very poor. You know, we went through a lot of poverty, and I think their parents were also very poor. And as far as back as I can remember, that's how it's always been. And you know, I kind of came from a broken home. It's very dysfunctional, and you know, it's abusive, and I was really bullied in school, and then I had this really bad, you know, marriage that didn't work out, and so most of my life, I think, I was surrounded by people telling me that I couldn't sing, and that I was, like, never going to be anybody, and I still wanted to sing, but I started writing poetry in my later teenage years, and I found that I really enjoyed that, and I always played. I started playing my first instrument when I was 11, and I only stayed on it for a couple of years, and I had to quit. And then I really didn't start picking them up until I was, you know, probably an adult, you know, 17 or 18 years old. And then I started playing guitar more and mandolin, and played them off and on. And so I did really well. And the guys who are on there, like, one day you're writing, and it's like, you know, I'm not wrong. So what she said, you know, is giving me a perfect score, and what she said to me is inspirational. I found that I always wanted to write songs, but I really didn't know how to do it or kind of what I was doing. And I really didn't start songwriting until my son was about a year and a half old. And the fall of 2015 is when I really sat down with the guitar. And I just started writing because I was going through a lot of hard things, and I felt like it's just what I needed to do. Like this, I just had this desire just to keep writing. And I went and see my hero play guitar, and I met you know, some other guys that play professionally on the road, you know, for major artists. And I had this little, you know, support group that, you know, talked me into it. And so I started writing, and the Bluebird Cafe here in Nashville was the first place I ever played. And then I played back home in a bar for a few months, and then in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then I came to Nashville in 2016. And shortly after that is when I was the Spotlight Artist of the Week on Light 100. So it all kind of started around the, you know, the fall of 15.
That's awesome. You know, you know, and I noticed you said that you're originally from Arkansas, but living in Nashville now. On both ends of the spectrum, we're actually neighbors because I'm from about 3 hours west of Nashville, and about 2 hours east of Arkansas.
Ah, okay, yeah. Pretty close.
So, I always like to say I'm somewhere in the middle between Memphis and Nashville. So
Memphis and Nashville, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
I wanted to ask since you've been in Nashville for not very long, how's the city treating you?
I think as far as, like, the songwriter community goes, I feel like most people are very supportive, and they want you to be successful, and they like seeing you and, you know, like, just being there for you. And they like to collaborate and, you know, work together on things. And I found that since I've moved here, like, I really didn't know what I was doing, but people, like, but when I would go to a venue or I would, you know, talk to somebody, they were always, like, willing to help. You know, of course, there are some people who really don't, you know, want to, but I found that, like, a majority of people were willing to, like help if you reached out to them. Nashville's a booming city, so there's it's definitely, you know, a lot to do here.
Like I said earlier, and I have family that lives that lives literally about 20 minutes outside of Nashville. So I'll go up there whenever I can and just kind of crouch on the couch for a few days. but Nashville is like my favorite city in this entire world. I love it up there.
It's a very unique city, you know. There's not a whole lot of places where you can go and like watch songwriters play their own music and.
Right. And I also feel like you said earlier, I also feel like the music community there in Nashville, and I understand there are sharks in the business. I get it. I mean, I'm not naive to that fact. There's sharks in pretty much every business you get into, but by and large, I venture to say about 85% or 90% of the music community in Nashville is just so supportive and just so willing to help.
I agree. Yeah, they really are. Like when I came here, like I'd only been songwriting like 4 or 5 months, and I was driving into town to play, like, Writer's Night. Usually open mics at first, because I really didn't know what I was doing. And somebody would just, you know, find me at one, and they would talk to me, and they would invite me to go play, like, a booked Writer's Night, or, like, I would go play on, I played on Broadway when I first got to town, you know, for Writer's Night, and, like, Brugada, different venues, and, like, I played at Bobby's, and then a guy sitting there, you know, asking my name and stuff, and he's like, I really like you, your voice and your stage presence and your songs. And so he invited me to play at Antique Archaeology when they played music there. And, you know, so I got to play there several times. That's kind of how it worked. It was more like the community business, you know, helped me, you know, get as far as I am.
You know, and that leads me to my next question. What's your favorite place to play around town?
My favorite place to play is probably Bobby's Idle Hour. I mean, it's a really small dive bar on Music Row. Not like a prestigious venue to most people, but I just love the people there. Like, they're the most down to earth, nicest people, and it's just such a great crowd and like. And the vibe in the room, and it's just like it's like everything you want to perform for, you know. It's like, and I love the Bluebird too, but I just like, I feel like Bobby's is almost like my second home.
You know, as a matter of fact, I will tell you this, speaking of making frequent trips to Nashville. I'll actually be there in June. So.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Tammy, do you see yourself performing during CMA Fest week in any of the places that you've played, like Bobby's Idle Hour, the Commodore, the Row, or maybe even a show that is now every Wednesday called Jamming with Jammies with two very lovely people that hosted, Mary Cutter and Megan Barker.
I haven't booked out to June yet. I've booked up to May. But it's very possible that I'll be playing that week.
I hope so, because that's when I'll be in Nashville next, and I would love to get the opportunity to see you perform and
yeah, I would love to
meet
you.
Same here. Thank you.
You know,
I'm not bad.
You know, I did have some kind of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you weren't in the music business right now, I know you told us off air that you're taking college classes online, but if you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't in the music business, that's a hard question. I'd probably be working for the FBI.
Nice.
What, did you say the FBI?
That we've gotten.
I'd probably be working in the FBI as a field agent, a human trafficking or something like that.
That's wonderful. We would then both be employed by the federal government. I work for the U.S. Department of Treasury.
Oh, yeah. I went to school for criminal justice for that reason. I found out that I couldn't, like, do what I wanted to do due to, like, a health problem I had at the time. But, you know, I've been to school for a lot of things. I feel like, honestly, like, I mean, I loved working in school, like as a para and a teacher, and particularly in special education. And you know, I think I don't really know, but I think I would have been happy doing anything. I felt like I was making a positive difference, you know, in someone else's life.
Mm-hmm. You make a huge positive difference in your son's life, and as a result, and he makes a positive difference in your life and the people around him. So you do you see yourself, Tammy, when you graduate school, do you see yourself teaching special education on a full-time basis and then doing your music, continuing to perform at night?
No. I think what I'm mostly going to school for that degree is to be able to help my son and help others that are gifted. But maybe, you know, like, pardon me, even, you know, maybe want to start a music program for children and stuff, and, well, like my son. But I don't plan on using it as a full-time career. I just plan on using it to, like, help people in my life that, but I can, you know. I think by that time, I plan on having, like, an album out, and I'm hoping that I can make music my, like, full-time job.
Sure.
Nah.
Yeah, absolutely, because we want to see you perform in bigger venues, such as maybe the Bluebird Cafe or the Opry.
Totally.
I don't even know how many times I've played the Bluebird because I never counted them, but I played the Bluebird quite a bit.
You did? Oh, wow.
The Bluebird was the first place I ever played.
Oh, wow. Do you remember when was your first time that you played the Bluebird?
It was either September or October of 2015.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I wanted to ask, I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of artist interviews. See, I'll read, watch, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find, because I just think it helps me be a better I've been a radio host, to be honest with you. So I was watching one time. I was watching Dan Rather interview Kid Rock, and he asked him this question. So I'm gonna kind of rephrase it a little bit and ask you: when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a major industry award after major industry award, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I think really I would like to be remembered just for my songs, like how they, you know, made a difference or impacted other people. And that's, like, not necessarily my vocal or my performance, but I just want my songs to be able to make a difference. And that's what I would like to be, noted for.
Awesome. So
I feel like I would like to be noted for playing guitar. Guitar is my first love. I do love playing my instruments. I think I do a good job on writing instrumentation for my music. So if somebody wants to throw that in there, that's cool.
Sweet. I meant to ask this earlier, but if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I don't know. It's been such a short time since I've started. I could change one thing. You know, I don't really have any things I would change, because I felt like I was pretty true to myself, and I did what I felt like was the best thing for me to do at the time. I don't have any, like, regrets or things I wish I would have done different, you know?
I'm going to say this now, and I'll say it again in a few minutes, but I always tell all my guests this, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion for a brand new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like if you guys take 30 or 45 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this, I feel like it's the least we can do to help promote you guys.
Well, we appreciate you guys doing the show and, you know, supporting artists and musicians and, you know, sharing the love of music and stories with everyone. And we, you know, that's awesome. It's awesome that you can do that for us.
Well, you know what makes it easier, Tammy, to be able to support artists such as yourself? Realizing how wonderful you are as people. I mean, you are such a big help. You have such a wonderful son who all have inherited all of your wonderful inner attributes. And you, and I saw that in a Facebook post that you're very good friends with Miranda Miller, and that's how I learned of you. And we've had Miranda on the show, and she's also very talented and a very lovely person, also a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it it makes it a lot more enjoyable to follow when the people are terrific individuals such as you.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I
think being a good person makes all the difference. No one wants to work with an ugly person.
You know, and
it's all about being humble.
Been,
you know, like it's just
been,
about,
I've
like,
been, I've been interviewing an artist for the past 4 years, and there's just, of course, I've been a music fan my entire life. There's just something about independent artists like yourself that just draws me in. And one of the goals that I set out when I started in the music industry, talking to you guys is that this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever. I've more than done my job.
Yeah, I think any kind of, like, help that you can get along the way, like any kind of interviews or just radio talks or even, like I feel like a lot of artists don't want to play, like, open mic nights anymore because they kind of feel like they're beneath them, you know. But, like, I still do them sometimes because you meet a lot of people at open mics and you hear great stories and you hear great songs and you just, like, one time I played the Bluebird open mic, and, like, Rascal Flatts showed up, and they opened the show, you know. That was pretty cool. I was playing an open mic when I got invited, you know, to play on the radio for the first time. So you just, you know, you never know. I think everything is an opportunity, you know, and I think it's just about being grateful for it. You know, any time you get to tell your story or to share your music or just, you know, to meet new people, it's awesome, you know.
And I agree with that completely because if you had told me even 5 years ago that we'd be where we are with the show today, having interviewed several independent artists, a few of them have gone on to sign publishing deals, et cetera. I'd have probably slapped you and called you crazy.
Right. That's, I think that's how everyone feels starting out, you know? You don't ever expect it to be as big as it is, you know, when it climbs and it climbs and it's more successful and it's kind of in all of it.
You know, and I didn't even, I gave myself 2 weeks. I said, if I don't enjoy this after 2 weeks, I'm done. And 2 weeks has turned into 4 years.
Wow! Yeah, that's really good.
I wanted to ask as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires you?
Just life, honestly, like just the experiences I have and the emotions I feel, the people I meet, just, you know, heartache, love, compassion, just, you know, just living life is what inspires me.
That's awesome, you know, and there's probably not a bigger inspiration than life itself, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty simple, but it's just the truth. Like, if you don't live, then you don't feel anything, you don't experience anything, like you don't have anything to you know, reflect on.
Right. I know we've mentioned the Bluebird several times, but I mean that was probably a major highlight for you. But professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
What's the best thing that's ever happened to me? Professionally speaking?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best thing that happened to me. Or probably outside of my music career.
But I think it's like getting like a lightning hit on me, like kissing my feet. And that was like one hit to my phone on the radio.
Forgive me, Tammy, but I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Good now.
Yeah, I think probably the best thing I think comes from my career is just the reaction I get from people. So, I mean, like, the radio's cool, and the shows are awesome, and, you know, the compliments, and that's all amazing, I think. But, like, when people, like, give a physical reaction to your music, like, they cry, or they smile, or they share their stories, I think that's the best feeling, is, like, when you know you've, like, moved people, you know? I think, like, the first time I played the Bluebird, that happened a lot. You know, this lady ran up to me crying with the song called One More Time. And she was like, that's the most beautiful song I've ever heard. And she was just bawling and, like, telling me your story. And I just thought that was so moving, you know. That was a great feeling.
That's awesome. You know, excuse me. And that sort of leads to my next point. Because I know I do this constantly with the radio show. I do this constantly. But do you ever just stop and take a moment where you're like, how is this actually my life right now?
I sometimes I look at my life and the things that have changed, like how much my life has come from where it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thank God, and I talk to God and think, you know, wow, like, you do this for me because you love me. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do that a lot, you know. It's a good reminder. It helps me stay positive and, you know, keep the faith.
Right.
Because, you know, like, most people don't know, like, how far I've come in life. Like, even to this point, you know, it's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that this might be my last question for you. Unless Craig's got anything, but I've saved a fun one for last. When I was in college, I had this professor that loved scenarios. I mean, he'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it. So that's probably where this question stems from. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
I'm taking my son, my other favorite human being, and my guitar.
Pretty simple. That's awesome. So
don't forget something, a bottle to drink, at least for the fallen coconuts that come from the trees.
Well, I think that's because we'll find that out in the ocean, and we'll find water. But if you don't have, you know, you got to have the people you love. So you got to have
Did you have any more questions for Craig?
My only remaining question is, Tammy, is worst comes to worst, if you end up not performing during CMA Fest week, you know, Cody and I, is there any way that we could get a chance to meet you for a few minutes?
Sure, absolutely. Even if I dropped in an open mic or something, I'm sure I could perform somewhere. If I don't have anything booked.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. So,
that would make me very, very happy and help make my CMA Fest week.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for taking about 40 minutes out of your day to come on and do this. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. And it's nice getting to know you guys. And I can't wait to meet you when you come to Nashville.
Same
Absolutely.
Here. The feeling is mutual.
So, before we let you go, I always like to give a guest a opportunity to tell fans where they can find you on social media.
My biggest social media outlet is Facebook, even though they say it's for the old people. Instagram, Twitter. I use Instagram and Twitter and like Reverb Nation. I'm planning on putting an EP for this year. So when I do that, I'm gonna branch out a little more, you know, to iTunes and Spotify and maybe have Snapchat and all the other things the cool kids are doing. But right now, you know, pretty much Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and, you know, Reverb Nation.
Nice. And I do follow you on I do follow you pretty much on everything, so I've got that covered.
Sweet.
Again, thank you for doing this, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you.
Yes, you're more than welcome to come back.
Yes, thank you.
And just from our 45-minute or so conversation, I have so much respect for you and what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So I think I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
Okay, have a good night. You guys have better weather. Take care.
Yes, you take care. Have a pleasant evening.
Bye, Tammy.
Thank you.
That was fun, wasn't it, Craig?
Yeah, she is very, very pleasant and such a wonderful person.
She's great. I mean, in the next 2 minutes, who do we have coming up on the show?
On Saturday, we have from The Voice, Manny Cabo. And next Tuesday, we have from the Song Suffragettes, Gracie Stram.
You know, that Manny Cabo interview will be so much fun because I have not seen Manny since the Awab Awards this past June. I have not seen or physically talked to Manny since the Wabas. Saturday's interview. I'm so looking forward to Saturday's interview.
So am I.
I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy. Don't get more snowed in than you already are up there.
Well, Jack Frost isn't listening, unfortunately.
True. So, I'll talk to you Saturday, buddy. Okay.
Talk to you Saturday. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Tammy Sue Taylor. Like Craig mentioned, this coming Saturday at 4:30 Central, we have my buddy, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Manny Cabo with us. And next Tuesday, also at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely Miss Gracie Stram joining us. So I think with that, you guys have heard all the announcements. Oh, wait. Another announcement that I'm so excited about. I don't know if you guys have seen the brand new CMT series, Music City, but we'll be having, on March 23rd, we'll be having singer-songwriter Jessica Mack, who also stars in that series, joining us on the show. That's a Saturday. Yeah, okay, good. I was just making sure that I said the right date. So, with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.